Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. Now, if you want to support us in our mission, please head over to patreon.com/ The Powell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There, you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews. Now, on with the show.
Okay, welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. We are here again, as always, and we got at least 23 negative things to tell you.
23, good one.
Yeah. So,
do we have any positive things?
Not really. I mean, I guess
same old every week.
They're not all negative, I guess. But
we can find some positive out of this.
Yeah, we'll find.
Or at least one. We can find some thing. Some hopefulness in the midst of the despair, and the darkness and the gloom. But that hope may be diminished and probably will be diminished, like it has 100,000 times with not just Disney, but most media companies and properties that promise high and deliver very low.
Yep. All right, where do you even want to start? You just want to?
Well. I can't even remember. So D23 happened. That's like, yep. Disney's. Isn't it for investors mostly? I think it's for investors. I'm pretty sure. Oh, okay. But it's when they every year. It's D23. I think 1923 was when Disneyland started, and that's where they get the 23.
Yeah, I think. Sure. Well. Yeah, it's 1923, either when Disneyland started or when Disney started.
Right.
Which I guess would be Disneyland. Oh,
sorry. No, Disneyland opened in 1955. So.
Yeah, so it'd be the first. So when Disney started.
Okay.
Or maybe that's when Walt Disney was born.
Well, yeah, because Disney's been around for 100 years as of last year. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When Disney became a company. Yes.
All right.
So it had nothing to do with. It wasn't Disneyland, but when Disney. Walt Disney Company. Existed, was started by Mr. Walt Disney in 1923. So D23, they usually use that time to announce all their new projects, the new shows and movies that they're releasing. And this one was pretty much all movies. I don't know if they did anything for Disney Plus except for Agatha All Along. They probably did. So yeah, they did some Marvel shows, but for the most part, it was mostly like, hey, here's all our movies.
They actually did, I don't know if you know this, but they actually did announce 23 projects.
No, they didn't. Really?
They have, yeah. I didn't know that either. I didn't know that either. Oh. But they actually, so I just counted them. I was just counting them. Okay. There are actually 23 things to be disappointed about. There are three things in there that are not sequels or remakes.
Three?
Actually, technically. And
aren't they all Pixar? Or like two of them are, so, at least two of them are Pixar.
So two of them are Pixar, and then Monster Jam is the other one.
That's not original.
And that's not original either. So no. So there's only two. So
You want to just like, there's two, I mean, 23
there's
things.
Two original, and they're only Pixar. There's only
two. Do you want to read them all off?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
So on this list, I don't know why Agatha All Along is not on here, but that's I'll just start with that one. Moana 2. Toy Story 5, Incredibles 3, Elio, so that's one of the new Pixar movies, Zootopia 2, Frozen 3, Mandalorian and Grogu, Fantastic Four, First Steps, Daredevil Born Again, Freakier Friday, Lilo and Stitch live action, Snow White live action, I can't see it. Tron, what is it? What's the Tron movie called?
Ares.
Ares, yeah.
Ares.
Ares, yeah. Okay.
It's Greek, but yeah.
Mufasa. Okay, I can't see this. Oh, the live action. Wait, maybe that's not what that is. This picture is really blurry on my laptop screenshotted and sent to myself. But okay. I know they're doing a live action Greatest Showman. Is that Disney?
Greatest Showman? What do you mean?
Like a live show.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I don't know if that's
Disney. Don't know if that's what this is, but maybe. It's some sort of live show.
Sure. Okay.
Avatar, Fire and Ash. Because they're on the second element. They'd started with water.
With water,
fire. I don't know if they consider the first one to be Earth. I don't know.
Maybe. The
very first Avatar.
Sure. They're doing 5 movies, or they're supposed to 5.
Oh, yeah. So then I guess they don't count that one. Anyway, well, Captain America, Brave New World, Hercules. Is that live action or is that a sequel?
Oh, yeah. Hercules is live action.
Live action. Okay.
Yep. With
Hoppers.
Hoppers,
the second Pixar movie announced.
Oh, okay.
It's literally like a freaking...
But a rabbit?
Guinea pig / beaver thing
that hops around. All the original Pixar movies that have come out in the last 5 years have been just like... I feel like they've been the same thing. They're like the same type of animation. A lot of similar stories, and they're just boring. They're not intriguing. They don't include the magic of Pixar. They're forgettable. I'm sure these two are going to be forgettable as well. Like, there's nothing intriguing about them when I look at them. You know, when like WALL-E was announced, you know, I remember that, like, they, you know, gave us a picture of a little robot on a deserted Earth. And yeah, it sounded good. It sounded fun. It sounded interesting. You're intrigued. But with all these, it's like, okay, who cares?
Yeah, so The Greatest Showman is Disney, and so that was one of their announcements. Their Broadway musical.
Okay.
Oh, and they are doing... So they're doing... I didn't see anything about this. I don't know if you did, but they're also doing the live-action Moana.
Yeah.
You saw something about that?
I don't know if they said anything at Disney, at D23, but... I mean, that's still on the docket. That's probably going to start filming soon, I think.
Yeah,
but like Dwayne Johnson's doing it, and they already have the actress for Moana cast.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there were some complaints that people are saying she's too white or too light skinned, even though she's ethnically Polynesian.
Yeah,
it's like okay,
that's funny. Yeah,
typical.
Yeah. So, yeah, we can just kind of break down each one and just the news that we've heard from all of them, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. What?
Out
of all of these, is there anything that you're looking forward to or you're curious about?
Lilo and Stitch a little bit.
Yeah.
Toy Story 5, I might go see it. I haven't seen any trailers, but
the concept photo?
Oh yeah, because of the iPads. Yeah,
yeah. So, hilarious. That's a brilliant idea. It's a good idea. If you're gonna do a Toy Story movie, it's like have the toys cope with and deal with children and screens and electronics and video games and all these things. It's like that makes sense.
Yeah, it's great.
What doesn't make sense is why Woody is all of a sudden with the gang again.
Oh yeah,
they're gonna like pretend that Toy Story 4 didn't happen. I know. I'd like to. Can we do that? Let's do that.
Yeah.
I hate Toy Story 4.
I don't remember much about it. I remember the ending where he stayed with Bo Peep. I remember liking the ending, like that it kind of closed it off. But
sure,
just gonna pretend like it never happened. Also, she was like a girl boss the whole movie. I remember that.
Yeah, she was annoying.
But
I don't think she was well-written.
Elio, Zootopia 2, Frozen 3, not interested. Freakier Friday, not interested.
Snow White, not interested. Why are they doing a Freakier Friday? So Freaky Friday was like a movie from the 90s or the 80s. And then they did a remake with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. And it was, I don't know, I remember seeing it. It was fine. But
yeah, I mean, I think it did pretty well because, I know, I don't know.
Like, what is there to, what story is there to tell? Like, are they going to do the whole thing over again? Like, what? I don't even know what the premise is. I don't know what they said. I mean, maybe they did, but
it just sounds so dumb. Yeah. Yeah,
let's just repurpose our old content and bring all the old actors back. And
yeah,
the people that just absolutely love that movie can feel the nostalgia.
Yeah,
you'll get like that movie will bomb.
Yeah,
we should just do a list of movies that we think will bomb. Okay, so that one, Zootopia 2, like, I don't know, Zootopia 1's fine, but I don't know why they're doing a sequel. It's not like it was a huge hit.
Well, it also, like it all got solved. I mean, yeah. I guess they'll just do, like, a new mystery or something.
Sure.
New thing.
Frozen 3 makes sense, but, you know, well, can't wait for Elsa to be a lesbian.
I don't think any Disney princess movie has succeeded in their third movie. Or any classic Disney movie.
Well, yeah,
because like they always do they always do their first one and it's really well. Sometimes they'll do like a 1.5 or something, and then they do their two, or well, they probably do two and then 1.5. Like they did that for a lot of different things. The two sometimes was really good, sometimes even better. Like Jungle Book, I think. I mean, I haven't seen these in a long time, but I always liked the second Jungle Book more than the first one. I know a lot of people like the second one, but just in all those movies. But then you get to the third one, and it's always horrible. Like, it's just awful.
The thing is that they didn't used to do these big sequels. All those sequels were direct DVD. They weren't theatrical releases. They were just like, let's give people more another story. Let's put it on Disney Channel. Let's put it on on DVD.
Yeah. That's the thing. They can't. Yeah. Well, they could go directly to Disney Plus, but they're not going to make any money. Like, that's the thing. Like, we've talked about. We also talked about this last time. Is that DVDs aren't making any money anymore. So they can't do direct to DVD anymore because they won't make any money that way. They can't do direct to Disney Plus because they're not going to make any money that way.
Right.
So either way, they're screwed and they're going to lose money.
That's the thing. Does Disney have a trilogy of, well, I mean, Disney princess movies that like were theatrical releases? I don't think so. Like, you bring that up. Like, this is the first time they've really done that.
Yeah.
With Frozen. I mean, I get it. Frozen made $1 billion. Frozen 2, I think, made $1 billion as well. It's like, yeah, they're going to make money on it.
Yeah.
Unless they make her a lesbian.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
I know. I'm surprised they didn't do that in the second one. But I mean, the only reason they wouldn't have done it is because they're scared to. Because they know, you know, they want to. They've talked about it. You know, people have been theorizing about it. It's so dumb. You're so obsessed with the sexuality of a princess in an animated children's movie.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't done The Princess and the Toad.
I mean, the frog. Toad. Is Toad a Toad's girls?
Well, because there's Princess and the Frog, then they would do Princess and the Toad, and then they do something else. I'm just surprised they didn't announce that yet.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't. Do a sequel.
You know what else there hasn't been a sequel to is Tangled.
I'm sure they're gonna do a live action. Get Zachary Levi to do it or something.
Yeah. Anyway, going back down the list, Tron. That seems interesting. I like the sequel.
You like the Tron movies?
Yeah.
This is the third Tron.
Yeah, this will be the third.
They're
bringing Jeff Bridges back, which is awesome.
Yep.
So keeping with that,
I'm glad that they're doing that. Jared Leto is starring, but Jared Leto is like hurt every franchise he's touched. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's a brave move for them.
I mean, it looks interesting. It looks good. Apparently, yeah. They're like doing Tron. Tron's gonna, or the video game world is going to come into the real world, so they're going to incorporate that.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting. I like the first two. I like the original Tron. I the second one was decent. I haven't seen it in a long time. I'll have to see it again. Mm-hmm. But maybe this could be something good. Hold on, hope. It's a male led movie.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
You know, like I don't think there's any females announced for the cast.
Yeah,
like lead roles. So because we don't, because you know we hate women, of course. So. We hate what Hollywood does to women.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And we don't trust Hollywood with female characters anymore. We don't trust them with male characters either, so, you know.
Yeah, no. Mufasa, not interested.
Bleh.
Avatar.
I still have not seen the Lion King live action.
Really?
Probably never will. That's I have fine. No interest. It looks lifeless and boring and stupid. I'll watch the original.
Yeah. Avatar, not interested. I haven't even seen the second Avatar.
Neither am I.
And, yeah.
And it's not like, I mean, I'm sure it's good. Like, I'm sure it's spectacular and looks stunning.
Yeah.
And I've heard it has an okay story. Like, so, I mean, I don't know. I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
So, what is Monster Jam? Are they, like, making, like, a narrative movie about,
I don't know.
Cars.
Monster trucks.
Monster trucks.
I mean, that's basically it. It's a monster truck movie. Isn't John Cena starring in it or something?
I haven't heard any details about it, so you tell me.
I don't know. I think it was John Cena or someone. I don't know.
It's John Cena would fit something like that. That would make sense.
I'm surprised Disney's doing it. Yeah, I mean, well,
they probably own, like, the name Monster Jam. They probably own the whole
probably.
Thing.
Yeah, probably. They must. So it's just monster trucks, kind of like Cars, but not Pixar. Yeah. So it's just monster trucks that drive around and
go live on an adventure. Action, right?
Is it? Wait, what?
Is it not?
I don't know. Oh. I figured it'd be animated.
I figured it'd be live action.
I don't know.
Like just like
I was
a
just
narrative
thinking
story.
Of like monster trucks with eyes and mouths.
Oh,
driving around.
Oh me.
That's how I picture.
No,
it.
That'd be too much like Cars. I don't think they would do that.
I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. Then we got Captain America, Brave New World.
Yay.
I'll watch it, see how it goes. And
you see the footage of Harrison Ford turning into the Red Hulk?
Yep.
What do you think? Behind the presidential podium?
Yeah, I know. It's not the best looking.
No. I mean, Hulk from 2008 looked better than that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, oh, for sure.
It's just oversaturated CGI.
Yeah.
I'm sure it needs more work, and they're going to do more work on it. Like, the movie's still a year out.
Yeah.
But it's just
very, very bright red, very
I've been looking
animated.
Forward to the Red Hulk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Until now, really.
Very hairy.
Yeah. Very hairy chest.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Seems all right, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, well, see. Yeah. I don't know. So, they also announced a lot of stuff. Do you want to go through those anymore? Are you?
It's just, we just have.
I do want to talk about Snow White, but leave that maybe to the end.
Yeah. I have a few things on a lot of these, actually.
Okay.
Well, maybe not a lot of them. What's the Dream Productions? That's a spin-off of Inside Out, and it's about the Dream, Dream Productions. Remember when they go through that in the first movie, and they talk about the people that are in charge of making the dreams?
Okay.
So that's a spin-off of that, and it's
going
to be
movie?
A show. No,
oh,
show.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then, live-action Hercules. I mean, I'll probably watch that. Hoppers
did they
look so
cast?
Dumb.
Yeah.
And that's everything. I know we kind of went through it twice, but Hoppers is here. I got a picture of him. Let me try to describe him as best possible. Yeah, I mean, it's basically, I think he's supposed to be a beaver. I think he's supposed to be a beaver, but he kind of looks like a hamster slash beaver.
Okay.
And he looks so dumb. And the animation is not good animation. It's like,
Pixar's animation these days.
It's almost 2D. Like, it's almost 2D animation. Really? I don't know if it's just because it's like kind of a concept. I think it's a concept image, which would explain why it looks like 2D. But still.
That's the thing with the movie Wish, like the animation they went with that movie. It's like, I get it, maybe it's like a creative decision, but it just doesn't look that good. And
yeah,
I don't know. Like, they're just trying new things, maybe. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's not that interested. Not intriguing.
Yeah, they definitely should have picked a better story to try it out on, though. Mm-hmm. So Frozen 3, they also announced Frozen 4.
Really?
And so I guess it's going to be a 2-part sequel.
Oh, no.
So it's going to be like kind of part one, part two. And
okay.
So they, yeah, I had forgotten about that, but I have that here. So it's going to be, yeah. So it's already confirmed that they're doing a fourth one, and they're going to leave you on a cliffhanger for the third one.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Otherwise, obviously, they know nobody will go and see the fourth one.
Yeah, I guess so. If they want to do a fourth movie,
But I think they're both
those butts in the seats.
Not do nearly as well as the first two.
No, that one will be really interesting. That will really be telling, and show how much favor Disney has lost with just normie fans, normie people.
Well, you know, folks, so they're kind of running into a movie. Yeah, they're kind of running into a problem here too, because the age of the people that went to see Frozen. So Frozen came out in 2013. So that was 11 years ago. So the kids that were 5, 6 that went to see it are now teenagers. They're not going to go see it. Like, they maybe saw the second one. Some of the older people that were maybe in their teens. Or older teens that went and saw Frozen when it came out, you know, maybe some of them had kids and that's what they did with the second one. But it's like by the third one, like, you're getting to that point where people are getting older and you lost any kind of nostalgia you had for those people.
Good point.
Like, they're not at that right age. And yeah, it'll be very telling and interesting to see what happens with that.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, we got Daredevil Born Again, which debuts in March of next year.
Okay.
So we're, I don't know what, 6 months away from that. So
yeah,
that's pretty, I'm optimistic about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cautiously optimistic, as they call it.
Yeah. But I mean, the Daredevil TV show, the Netflix one, is probably one of the best superhero adaptations probably ever. Like, it is incredible. Very well written, very well produced, very good acting. The action is awesome. It stays true to the character. I love what they do with Daredevil throughout, at least the first two seasons. And the third season I have problems with, but mostly it's good. And now Disney's grabbed a hold of it, and now they're doing their version of it. They filmed it, they wrote it, I think filmed some of it, and then during the writer's strike... They filmed most of it. During the writer's strike, they went back and looked at the footage, and like, oh, this isn't good. And so they fired their entire writing team, probably the director as well, directors, and they're like, okay, we're going to start from pretty much scratch. And so they go through, rewrite it, and it's like, my thoughts are, okay, was it garbage from their perspective? Because from their, I don't really trust their perspective. Their perspective is garbage good.
And was good, it like garbage. Was it like there's not enough agendas in this?
That could be it, because everyone's like, oh, this is so this is good that they're going back and they're rewriting it, reproducing. It's like, guys, what if what if they scrap something that was actually decent?
Yeah,
because their standards are so off. Like, I don't know, they're in clown world, and I don't trust their opinions. Maybe they actually objectively looked at it and said, yeah, this is actually not good, this the right, maybe after Echo as well, and because Echo was a complete mess,
yeah,
from every in every way. So maybe they learned a little bit. That could be it. But it's like, I want to be hopeful. I want to be excited about this. I love Daredevil. I love Charlie Cox. This could be really good. I love Kingpin.
Well, one thing that is making me optimistic is that they brought in Karen and Foggy, and they weren't in the original. That is a very, very good sign.
Good point.
That they're like this, like, hopefully someone was like, this is way too far off from what the original seasons were. And there's just not, you know, maybe they had like some sort of characters that were a sort of replacement for them. And they just were like, right. There's just no connection. We need to bring them back. And so that was very good to see. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. That could be it.
Yeah.
Did you hear the announcements for Disney World and Disneyland? Uh-oh. Well, so Disney World, the Magic, I think it's a Magic Kingdom. They don't have a Cars Land. They did a Cars Land Disneyland. I actually visited it. I actually liked it. It was well done. I like cars.
Yeah,
it was really cool. They don't have one in Disney World, so they announced that they're going to do Cars Land, and everyone's like, okay, that's great. Like Disney's, you know, making some changes. That's good. But what they didn't do was when they announced it, they didn't announce where it was going or what it's replacing. One reason probably is because they didn't want to get a bunch of boos in the audience when they announced it. what they're doing is they are replacing it with Rivers of America, which is Tom Sawyer's Island and the Liberty Square riverboat. So the big riverboat that's over by Tom Sawyer's Island and everything. The stuff that Walt Disney put in the park. So stuff that's been there forever. Yeah, I'm sure not very many people visited these attractions and whatnot, but people are pretty furious about it. Like even people that wouldn't have very much of a similar opinion than us, or wouldn't agree with us on a lot of things, they're mad about it.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, it makes sense from a business standpoint. It's like, yeah, this is not a big attraction, so we should put cars, you know, cars into Cars Land here or something.
I don't understand why they don't just expand. They have so much land.
That's the other thing is someone posted on Twitter, like an aerial picture of that area, and there's a huge portion of the park that is not being used that they could easily put the cars there. So it's ridiculous. But what they're deconstructing?
Do they just Disneyland, not like? Yeah,
getting rid of the old. Not like
Tom Sawyer.
Well, and Tom Sawyer's racist. Huck Finn's, you know, the Huckleberry Finn book says the N-word a dozen times. So it's but this is stuff that Walt Disney put in. And then secondly, they're doing a Monsters Inc. Land, which looks pretty cool.
Oh wow!
I'd enjoy that. My boys would enjoy that. I don't know if I'll ever go to Disneyland again. Theoretically. They also did not announce what that's replacing, but we found out that it is replacing Muppets 3D. Muppets 3D is a very well-known, very popular attraction. It's also the last Muppets project that Jim Henson worked on before he died. It's the last thing he did, and they're going to scrap it. Get rid of it.
That's insane. Or Monsters Inc. Land. That's going in Disneyland or Disney World?
Disney World. Or both. Magic Kingdom, Disney World. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or I don't know. I don't know where the Monsters Inc. is going. If it's Disney World, or if it's I know it's Disney World. I don't know if it's Magic Kingdom or somewhere another park. I can't remember which park. But the first one's Magic Kingdom. So
yeah.
Anyways, also they also announced that they're doing like a Walt Disney attraction where they're gonna have an animatronic Walt Disney, and. The responses are just hilarious. Like, there are people saying, like, why can't you just let him be? Why can't you just lay him to rest? Why do you have to resurrect him now? Okay. You know, you know Walt Disney's going to be out there talking about all his diversity hires that he got into the parks, and talking about identity politics, and and he's gonna announce his pronouns and everything. So stupid. It's just gonna be like a creepy animatronic. You know it's gonna be weird. What they should do is just get his frozen head out and just reanimate him. There you go.
Jeez.
That's bad. Anyways, that's all for Disney World, really. They're trying to compete with Epic Universe. Oh, they're also doing a Villains Land, which is like a direct. It looks the concept art looks exactly like the dark universe world in Universal Studios, because they're doing like a Monsters Universe or Dark World.
Oh yeah,
Frankenstein, Dracula, and all these things. Yeah. Which I'm excited about. I can't wait to go.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
Yeah, but they're doing like a Villains Land in Disney World. Yeah, I can't remember where it's going, but they're just trying to compete with Universal Studios because they know that they're losing a lot of people. Universal Studios.
Well, we know which way Disney will go. They're gonna glorify all the villains. But I wonder if Universal will. I mean, they'll glorify them a little bit, like to make somewhat. It scary. But I wonder if it's gonna be like that's what it is. Is they're scary and that's what they're gonna glorify. Is that their frightenness. But we know Disney's going to be like, oh, you guys love the villains. Well, here, you can love them for these reasons.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It would just be a funny comparison.
It would be.
If Universal does well with that, and then we know which way Disney's going. So. Yeah.
Well, just one more thing. Everything that they do, they release these concept arts, Disney does, but the real product doesn't look anything like the concept art. It looks way worse. Mm. Galaxy's Edge is an example of that.
Yeah.
And another thing is, like, these new rides that they're making and creating, they don't work. The Tiana's Bayou, I don't know if you knew this. I don't think we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. It is shut down. Almost it opened in Disney World. It shut down almost every single day. Like it is like very. It has been closed more than it's been opened. They open it for like an hour and then they have to shut it down. And say, oh, it's closed for the day because something's going wrong with the ride and they can't figure it out. It worked fine when it was Splash Mountain, but now that after they've changed something, it just keeps breaking down like it's over and over again.
Their demons are
some of that.
Or what's messing it up?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we talked about the last week, we talked about the images that were released for Skeleton Crew. Now we got a trailer. Have you seen the trailer?
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about the trailer. I forgot. We talked about the image. I did see the trailer. Do you have any thoughts about it?
Now, I thought it's cool to see the AT-ATs.
Yeah.
That's cool. Other than that, I mean, it's about what I expected.
Yeah. It's Goonies, Stranger Things in space.
Yeah.
They're definitely going off of that. It looks like a Star Wars kids show.
Yeah.
You know, kind of reminds me of the Ewok Adventures. It could be good. It's because something that kids can enjoy, and it's related to Star Wars. So I'm not going to sit here and just pick it apart and say it's terrible. I don't think it's going to ruin the lore. I mean, of course they have to bring back another Jedi who survived Order 66.
Yeah.
Because everyone did. Because
every Jedi, yeah. We see these videos of every Jedi getting slain, and then there's all these Jedis that keep showing up.
They keep surviving, showing up, yeah.
But even, like, within the stuff that Disney's made, we see all these Jedi getting slain.
Yeah.
And then we also see them showing up. So it's like, you have no continuity here. Like, pick one.
Know. Right.
Yeah, that was absolutely not necessary for him to be a Jedi.
Yeah, it didn't.
And it was kind of cool. It was cool that he didn't, like, we didn't think he was a Jedi. Like, he looked cool, like he was just like guy that travels space, you know, like he didn't need to be a Jedi. It's so unnecessary.
Yeah, like I get it. Like, there's mystery. They find a old ancient Jedi temple, and then this man who's a Force user saves them, and it's okay. I kind of get it, but you don't need that.
Yeah. No.
So I don't know. That's what it is.
We actually have. I don't. So there's, I think a few. There's at least two movies of Disney's coming out in November of That's probably next year. Never mind. So we have Moana 2 is coming out this November, but Zootopia 2 is coming out next November.
So never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Moana and Mufasa. I think that's the only two Disney movies.
Yeah.
Coming out.
Moana and Mufasa. Yeah. Yeah, everything else is next year. Lilo and Stitch is next year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Agatha, that comes out this year, but probably pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, that comes out. Like, it's going to be for the Halloween.
Mm, yeah.
It's probably September.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we got Captain America this year. Daredevil's next year, March, which we already talked about.
Captain America's next year. You said. I think you said this year. Next year.
Daredevil's next year, yeah.
And Captain America as well.
Captain America's... Oh, it's next year?
Yeah, yeah. It comes out in March.
Oh, okay.
Or, I think it's March.
Oh, they both come out in March, huh?
Okay, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about the Snow White?
Oh, we got the release date for Mandalorian and Grogu.
Oh, yeah. And they showed footage at D23. I don't know if you saw the leaked footage.
I don't think so. Oh, yeah. Actually, I did.
Okay. It looks like they're like on Hoth or something. Like, it's like a snow planet.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. And then, I don't know, it's just Mando and Grogu. I think the Razor Crest was in the trailer for some reason. The one that blew up. So I don't know if it's a flashback or...
Well, they did... Well, they started the trailer out with flashbacks.
So well, yeah. Oh, yeah. So but, like, I think even that, after that, there was the Razor Crest. I don't know.
Yeah. But that's May 2026.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep forgetting that. It doesn't come out until 26, which is weird. Because, like, Fantastic Four, that comes out in May. That's less than a year, and they just started filming it.
Yeah.
Or is it July? I mean, July. I think it's July.
Fantastic Four. I don't have that here.
But anyways, so it's just, I'm surprised that they're giving that much time to Mandalorian Grogu, because it's just like a season four, basically.
I feel like it shouldn't take that long,
but maybe they are going to put extra work into it and make sure it's
solved. So I wonder, since it's actually a movie, because this is the first time we're seeing Mando in a movie, I wonder if it's filmed the same way the show was filmed.
Are they gonna film it in the volume?
Yeah, or if they're going to actually, like, do some locations.
I hope so.
And green screens. Like, that'd be interesting. Because it would definitely be a different feel.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it'd be interesting. All right, so, yeah, you wanted to talk about Snow White.
We've got the first trailer. You know, they've been pretty silent on this film. So
yeah.
There was a bunch of things that came out, like, a year ago, and there were... images, photos. Rachel Zegler was, like, you know, not shutting her mouth and just talking about how, you know, it's not 1983 anymore. So the princess doesn't need to have the prince save her. You know, it's weird. we're gonna bring modern politics, modern ideology into this film. And
you can't be a part of the toxic online environment. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm just saying what she said.
I know. Me too. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Rachel Zegler said. Is that
we're just part of the
internet
toxic...
is a toxic environment.
Yep.
Because everybody bullied her.
Right. Bullied her for the things that she was outright saying. Yeah. She was outright, you know, going after us. Like, she's basically bashing the original film. Like, this is the first film that Walt Disney produced.
Yeah.
She's working for the Walt Disney Company, and she's taking on the mantle of Snow White.
Yeah.
And she's trashing it.
Yeah.
She's basically saying we don't understand the story of Snow White, and so we're going to do our own thing.
It's crazy. Well, they're obviously doing their own thing, because she looks like Lord Farquaad, yep. And then the evil queen is far more attractive than she.
Right. She's yeah. Who is jealous. The fairest of them all? Who's
the it's fairest like, of them all?
And you have her. And it's like Rachel Zegler's not like ugly, but what they're doing is what they do been doing often. Disney's done this a lot. Is they're de-beautifying or they're uglifying women because they don't want beautiful women to be the standard. They want to make women ugly so that ugly women feel better about themselves or something. Yeah. So that's what they're doing with Rachel Zegler. Like that's intentional to make her look that way in this movie. She does not look like the fairest in all the land. But what you also know is that. And I think Rachel actually said this, is that fairest doesn't mean outward beauty. It's all inward. And she talks about the woman who is full of integrity and is a leader on the inside. That's the fairest. And so when Gal Gadot says that I'm the fair who or asks who's the fairest of them all to the mirror, it's like she's looking for the mirror is looking for the one who is the girl boss, the greatest leader, one who can lead others and is not led by an oppressive patriarchal man. Oh, that yeah, because that's what she said. She said our story's not going to have a creepy Prince Charming who stalks the princess. Yeah. That's weird. Weird, weird, weird. Weird.
Yeah, that's what she was saying there.
So anyways, we could talk all day about this. It's so stupid. They've been really silent lately. I guarantee you they told her like, hey, stop talking. Stop saying these things. You're making this look or making us look bad. You also had the leaked footage, or no, the leaked set photos of the dwarves, and they looked like a bunch of homeless men or something, like the Lost Boys from Peter Pan.
Well, some weren't even dwarves, some were dwarves, and some
don't know what that was about.
Females, and some
and they actually showed Snow White with her, Rachel Zegler with them. So it's like, I don't know what they're doing. And so that might have been what they were going for, and then there's so much backlash, and so what did they do? They CGI'd them all. They removed them from the footage for the movie. Because I think this movie may have been delayed a bunch, but I mean, who knows? But you also, do you remember when Peter Dinklage, you know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a midget. And I don't know if, I'm sure that's offensive, but he's like one of the most well-known midget actors. You know, he's a big advocate for people like him, and he does a lot of great roles, and he's gotten a lot of others great roles and stuff. But he made comments like a year ago about how it is very offensive to cast real life little people in the roles of the seven dwarves. It'd be really offensive if Disney did that, and so Disney decided not to do that, and instead. They CGI these monstrosities in this film. They look so terrible and so creepy. They're like nightmare fuel, uncanny valley, lifeless.
Well, yeah. Because I thought he had said something different when Wonka came out saying that it was offensive that they didn't use midgets. That's what he said.
Really? I don't know. But he,
yeah.
he I do may, know he
it
said, might
have been some other midget. But I thought maybe, it was Peter Dinklage.
Oh. Huh.
But
I don't
knows?
Think so.
I mean,
because I know specifically that he did make comments about Snow White. And here's the thing. It's like, okay, you don't want little people, midgets, to play dwarves because it's offensive. Okay, but those dwarves, or those little people, they want to have jobs too. They want to be big actors. Okay, I know you, Peter Dinklage. You've been in Game of Thrones. You've been in a whole bunch of different franchises. I think he was in the Narnia movies.
An elf.
He was an elf.
He was in Narnia movies. He was in Avengers Endgame.
He's been in so many prominent, great, big roles. He's made millions of dollars, but he is stiff arming the rest of the people like him. and saying, no, you can't work for Disney. You can, because this is seven dwarves. That's seven jobs for these people. And he's saying, no, you don't get to because it's offensive. You know, you shouldn't do that. And so who knows? Maybe Disney was going to, and they just chickened out and didn't or something.
Well, they also might not have wanted him. And he, so then he said
that could be it too.
Because he's every role that has a midget, he's almost always in it. Like,
right.
He really is in a lot of things. And so it wouldn't surprise me at all that if they, for some reason, like maybe because of other things he's been in, or maybe he's hard to work with, I don't know.
Who knows?
But there could have been many reasons that they wouldn't have wanted him. And if they didn't, he essentially could be that he blackmailed them and said that. Because then it's like, if they do cast midgets, then saying this, then they look so bad.
Right. And they look like they're so offensive. And
I hadn't seen the dwarves yet. And I'm looking at them now. And that's so funny. Because in the images that were leaked, like there were tall ones, short ones. There were, there's women. There were, one was a trans.
Really? Oh yeah.
Like they're all dwarves, like very freaky looking, but
yeah.
That's funny.
And some people are saying that might be like another sequence of the film, or I don't know, like probably not.
Yeah.
But it could be something, but it's so dumb. And then they decided to CGI the dwarves and they just look terrible. Like, I don't know if you saw some of them. There were some like more clear ones. They leaked like a whole scene they released a whole scene at Disney at D23, and they just look terrible. They look like the nightmare characters from the Polar Express.
Yeah,
you know, just like the lifeless eyes, and they do not do not belong. It just looks weird.
Yeah, so I'm looking at that image of the leaked image of the dwarves.
Uh-huh.
So there is eight people, so that's interesting. So it could be a different group of people. But there's one woman, there's a black one black woman, so the woman's black. There's a black man. Most of them are tall. There's one midget.
Huh.
And then this guy that's kind of cross-dressing. And yeah, so I don't know. Who knows what that is?
Who knows?
Could be, like you said, some other sequence in the movie, or
right.
I don't know.
And then I don't know if you watched the trailer. It's just, first off, I don't know why they picked "Whistle While You Work." It's the song.
I'll have to watch that trailer.
You didn't watch the trailer? Okay, I mean, you don't have to. So one thing you can notice in the trailer is that you see. So I don't know if you've seen the original Snow White recently. I have actually seen it recently, but
a few years
ago. In the movie, you know, the dwarves rescue her. They bring her into their home, and they're hospitable towards her. They do all these things for her, and she being just a good hostess out of gratitude for the dwarves, and after just quite frankly being a good woman, she cleans their house. She helps them pick up around. Mm-hmm. She's a good hostie, she's working, and she's, you know, doing laundry and doing the dishes and all these things. But if you watch the trailer, one thing you notice, and from the scene that was released at D23, is Rachel Zegler's Snow White is just bossing them around. She's telling them to do all these things. She's not cleaning. She's just dancing around because how dare they make a woman work in the home? How dare they make a woman do the dishes? It just looks offensive. So she's bossing all these little seven men around to do it for her while she sings and dances.
Yeah, it'd be the end of the world if they put a woman with a broom in a movie. Yes.
Right. See, and this is one thing that I said when everything was coming out about Snow White. It's like, this is the anti-gospel. It is reversing the gospel. It's not a beautiful bride who's worth dying for, who's worth saving, who the prince comes to rescue, the Prince Charming. It's not a woman, that is glorious. It's not a woman that is is glorious in her femininity that is worth dying for. And
no, it's kind of funny. It's like, yeah, you're right, Rachel Zegler. You're not the woman that is going to get the man. You're going to be alone. You're going to be because very lonely and depressed, and you're not going to have kids.
Weird.
Anyway, we should move on.
Have
you seen Kraven the Hunter trailer?
Yep, I have seen it. What do you think?
I don't know. I want to hear your thoughts. You're the big Kraven guy.
Yeah, I know. I love Kraven. This looks way better.
They didn't. Yeah, it looks better. Well, yeah. Sorry, I know you just said what do I think, and then I'm interrupting you. But
go ahead.
I didn't see much about the animals. Like they kind of seemed to not talk about his stance on animals. Couple references is
saying like, oh, another trophy. Like you're just looking for another trophy or something. Oh, okay. Well, no, because that would be. Well, I guess that would be referring to him as. Oh, okay, I don't know. Maybe the reversing course. He looks more like Kraven. Like his cloak and you know his getup and everything.
Yeah.
This trailer it got me a lot more excited for the movie than the first trailer did. It looks better. You're right. It's not like animal rights activist Kraven.
Yeah. And then I also like that. Okay, so Rhino being in it.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. He actually looks. Well, he looks decent. I mean,
CGI, of course.
Yeah, and it's very quick scene, so the image is blurry, so you can't even see a clear picture of him. But it's cool that they chose Rhino because Rhino's an animal, obviously.
Yeah.
So if he is out there killing animals, it's great. Like it's a perfect villain for him to be fighting.
That's true. That they could work that out well and incorporate it in a good way. I don't know. I think this could be really good. I think I know I'm gonna try to divorce it from the comics. It's fine if he's a protector of animals instead of one who does actually kill animals and takes them as trophies. Because he's a villain.
It is rated R confirmed.
He's a hunter. It is rated R. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is rated R. And clearly that's by trailer. The trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be interesting. I think this could be a good kind of back to basics with the first Venom movie, Venom movie was decent and it did well in the box office. I think this could be well received. We'll see.
This is one of the ones I'm actually pretty excited for.
Yeah,
as far as Sony goes,
I'm glad that they're taking time because reportedly they're taking time because Madame Web was so bad. And they're like, okay, we need to get a win here. Let's delay it. They've delayed it over and over and over again. So it's finally coming out in like December. November, December. There's gonna be a lot of movies around that time. I don't know. I'm interested. I will see it opening day, and we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, the Johnny Cash song was.
Oh yeah.
It was fine. I don't know. I like Johnny Cash. I don't know if it really fit that well, but when the man comes around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really, the song's about Christ, but okay.
Yeah, I know.
We'll see.
Yeah. Deadpool and Wolverine hit $1 billion. I don't know if you saw that.
Yep.
And.
No surprise.
So, yep. And then have you seen the image that's going around for Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh's new movie called We Live in Time?
I
briefly
saw it. I didn't really look into it. I saw the horse meme.
The horse.
So what is that about?
Well, it's just the image for their movie, but it's just got the ugliest horse ever.
So that horse is actually the one that I'm seeing on just memes everywhere is actually in the poster.
It's not the poster. It's just a screenshot from the movie. And
I gotta see this.
They're just on a carousel, and it's just the horse is so ugly, and it's like you can't even focus on the image because the horse is just so distracting. And so it's gone viral with all kinds of memes and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh, okay. So wait, that horse. Wait, I'm so confused. This doesn't look real.
I know, but it is.
it even like she looks like the horse too.
I have no idea what's happening or why
I see this picture. I'll send it to you. They swapped they put her face on the horse and the horse on her.
That's great.
Oh man. Okay.
But yeah, I have no idea why they have that there.
Sure.
And it's they odd. Didn't think, maybe they did do it on purpose so that the image would go viral and free publicity.
Could be a meme.
But it's so funny.
That's pretty funny.
All right. And the last thing I got is, did you see the very slick Stan Lee cameo that was found in Deadpool and Wolverine?
Yeah, it's when they're jumping out of the
bus. Yeah, when they're going through the bus. And there's a poster that says Stan Lee Steamer.
Oh, nice. I didn't see the steamer part. That's funny.
And yeah, Stan Lee Steamer. And so he's just on the advertisement.
Nice.
That's a funny
thing. Still getting Stan Lee cameos.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Well, we should probably close this out.
Yep, that's all I got. So
cool.
There's more
I could talk about, but I think that's good enough.
Yeah. We got through the D23 stuff. We're a little late, but
it's all right.
This is what happens.
Yep. Well, thank you all for watching this episode of, or listening to and watching this episode of Movie Chronicles.
Yep.
Please like, comment, subscribe wherever you're at, and share this podcast, share the video, share. Thank you all for your support. You can support us on Patreon as well. Post more content there. Go check out other podcasts, movie reviews. And yeah, we just dropped The Patriot, Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
So go check that out.
Yep.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
I think we're out.
Yep, we are.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.